From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Ariel Zangler reports in the Daily Freeman that Representative Antonio Delgado, a Democrat from Rhinebeck representing the 19th Congressional District, wants a Department of Energy study of demand for green jobs. And he may not know the results of that study yet, but he also wants to award grants to community colleges and small businesses to provide job training to support the study's findings. Delgado said, and I quote, "Science leaves no room for doubt. Climate change has reached the threshold of existential crisis. As a recently published Fourth National Climate Assessment makes clear, our nation's safety, health, and quality of life are increasingly at risk from the effects of human-caused climate change," end quote. Delgado didn't say when he would introduce the legislation, but did say it has been more than a decade since this type of study was done. He said he was not yet prepared to identify other lawmakers signing on to his proposal. Delgado also said he does not yet have a plan for funding the proposal. He knows President Donald Trump and others who don't believe in climate change will oppose the measure. He said, and I quote, "No doubt the headwinds are severe, and I'm not going to sugarcoat that," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Chris McKenna reports for The Fray that last week, Republican State Senator James Seward denounced all the laws passed by the new Democratic majority in the state legislature last month. Seward, who represents Schoharie and Delaware counties, as well as parts of Ulster County, accused Democrats of, and I quote, "making grandiose speeches and appeasing special interest groups," end quote, while neglecting, and I quote, "affordability and upstate jobs," end quote. Legislative Democrats and Governor Andrew Cuomo passed several new laws on election reform, abortion rights, and gun safety issues. Seward said, and I quote, "These bills, sponsored by downstate Democrats, fail to recognize the importance of firearms to upstate hunters and sportsmen or to those who live in rural areas where police response can be lengthy. These measures will increase costs and barriers for law-abiding gun owners while criminals will simply ignore them," end quote. Republicans controlled the state Senate for many years, most recently with the help of a few conservative Democrats. But the November election gave Democrats 39 of 63 seats. With two more months in Albany, several more bills Seward won't like will most likely be passed. Read the full story in The Fray. Daniel Zuckerman reports for Columbia Green Media that the Cairo Development Foundation is working on creating a small pocket park in Cairo that would connect Main Street with the large Angelo Cana Town Park. The group would have to first tear down the former Bobby Jean's restaurant at 645 Main Street, a condemned structure. There is asbestos in the building, which will cost money to remove before the planned spring demolition. The group is using funds from the Cairo Bears exhibit to pay the demolition cost and are also looking for local donations. Cairo Development Foundation co-president Sherry True said, and I quote, "Our goal is to work with the town to actually connect it to the Cairo Town Park so that people can walk in the park itself and walk through our pocket park onto Main Street." Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Columbia Green Media reported about multiple fires in the WGXC listening area this weekend with many animal fatalities. In Ghent, 14 baby goats died in a barn fire February 2nd. In Catskill, February 1st and 2nd, there were two house fires with one dead dog. On January 27th, an undetermined number of chickens died as their coop was engulfed in flames in New Baltimore. And without any fire, another dog died in New Lebanon last week after its owner abandoned it outside during the extreme cold weather. Andrew Tuthill, who now lives in Steventown, was charged January 29th with aggravated animal cruelty, a Class E felony, abandonment of a disabled animal, a Class A misdemeanor, third-degree bail jumping, a Class A misdemeanor, and ticketed for his failure to provide shelter for his dog Scrappy. Full stories about those incidences are available at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.